Deputy Minister of Communication Philly Squachiofusu says government is investing $5 million in e-justice program under the e-transform project. Speaking at the launch of the 20th anniversary of the National Communications Authority, on behalf of the sector minister, Dr. Edward Omane Bwama, Mr. Squachiofusu said a number of video conferences and telepresence equipment have been provided to support the work of the judiciary. Here is a report by Priscilla Uswansa and Nathaniel Nati.
The National Communications Authority was established by an Act of Parliament, National Communication Act 524, in December 1996, which has been repealed and replaced by the National Communications Authority Act 769 of 2008. The authority is the central body mandated to license and regulate electronic communication activities and services in the country. Deputy Minister of Communications Felix Squachiofusu said the authority has become a shining example on the continent that hosts other communication regulators from different countries in a bid to learn more. He said the recently completed National Data Center at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Center is also the largest of its kind in West Africa. He spoke on some projects government has embarked on.
The Eastern Corridor Fiber Optic Backbone Project has also been completed to serve about 120 communities along the route from Ho to Boku, with a link from Yendi to Tamale. Overall, 808.35 kilometers of fiber optic have been installed, and the fiber optic cable has also been extended to some tertiary institutions to foster greater ICT uptake. Entities in the sector today are some of the country's biggest taxpayers, thereby contributing significantly to the overall development of our nation.
The board chairman of the National Communications Authority, Eugene Bafoboni, said the authority's successes for the past 20 years has been on tenets like teamwork, accountability, transparency, trust, and consistency. He cited some of the achievements and projects as the mobile number portability, broadband wireless access short code harmonization, and the continuous migration from analog to digital.
We have restructured our internal divisions to realign fully with structured strategic objectives designed to achieve the ultimate vision of becoming a world-class regulator. Through a consultative process, we have created new policies and strategies to reflect a rapidly changing technological environment.
The Director General of the Authority, William Tevi, said the organization has become one of the best-known premier destination for industry benchmarks. He said their regulatory outputs have helped to improve the service quality of telecommunication users in Ghana. He highlighted some activities lined up for the year-long celebration.
The anniversary celebrations will include a two-day international symposium, a digital family forum, an ICT competition school essay on a regional basis, communications fund games, corporate social responsibility initiatives, and an anniversary dinner.
It is under the theme 20 years of progressive and dynamic regulatory achievements. An anniversary logo was unveiled to commemorate the occasion.